right, folks, ready to jump into the AI rabbit hole?
Down the rabbit hole we go.
Less Terminator vibes, though.
Right, more like...
More like Iron Man Jarvis.
Jarvis for everyone.
But for everyone, exactly.
Yeah.
You know that meme with the dog?
Oh, yeah.
Just chilling in a burning room?
This is fine.
This is fine. That's totally us right now with AI.
It's totally.
Except the fire is all this, like, crazy potential of AI in 2025.
Yeah, in just a couple of years.
We've got some seriously interesting sources for this deep dive.
Yeah, let's see what they say.
So first up.
Okay.
Neural interface. Okay. AI. Mm-hmm. Brain-computer interfaces. Straight out of the Matrix.
Really feels like sci-fi coming to life.
Right. Companies like Neuralink and Kernel.
I've heard about them.
They're working on products that would let us control devices with our thoughts.
Whoa.
Just imagine learning a new language days.
Wow.
Just by downloading it to your brain.
That's wild.
It is pretty wild.
But what about privacy?
Right. Yeah. That is a big question.
Huge question.
The World Economic Forum, they predict that by 2025, 10% of people will be wearing internet-connected clothing, including these brain-computer interfaces.
So, like,
if our thoughts are online, what happens to privacy?
Big question, yeah.
Okay, next up.
Let's hear it.
Quantum AI.
Okay.
Hold on to your hats, because this one's a doozy. We're talking computers that can harness the power of quantum mechanics.
I'm listening.
To solve problems that would take normal computers, like, forever.
Yeah, I've heard it's a massive speed difference.
Massive.
Like exponential.
It's all about these things called qubits.
Okay, yeah.
Unlike the bits in a regular computer, which can only be a zero or a one, qubits can be both at the same time.
Oh.
It's mind-bending.
It is.
It means they can do calculations way faster.
So we're talking.
We're talking drug discovery, unbreakable encryption.
Yeah.
Supply chains that run like a well-oiled machine. And the race is on.
Oh, yeah.
Big players like IBM,
Google,
D-Wave,
they're
all competing for what they call quantum supremacy.
That sounds intense.
It's intense. It's like the space race.
But for computing.
But instead of the moon,
we're
aiming for ultimate computing power.
Wow.
But of course, there's always a but.
Right.
With great power comes
great responsibility.
Great responsibility. Exactly.
Yeah.
Quantum AI has the potential to solve some of humanity's biggest problems.
Okay.
But there's a flip side.
The dark side.
Imagine being able to break any encryption, access any information.
Yeah.
The implications are huge.
Yeah. And maybe not always good.
Definitely not always good.
Right.
Okay. Deep breaths, everyone.
Okay.
We're moving on.
What's next?
We've had the mind-melding tech. The reality-bending computers.
Right.
What could possibly be next?
I'm almost scared to ask.
Well, only the potential rise
of
artificial general intelligence.
AGI.
AGI for the cool kids.
Yeah.
So think of it like this.
Okay.
AGI is AI that can match or even surpass human intelligence.
Oh, wow.
Across a whole bunch of tasks.
So not just like one specific thing?
Not just one thing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not just about being good at chess.
Right.
Like recognizing faces.
Yeah.
It's about being able to learn, adapt, and reason.
Like a human.
Like a human, exactly.
Wow.
So basically, if Siri suddenly started writing award-winning novels.
Oh, my God.
And composing symphonies.
Yeah.
That's when we'd know AGI has arrived.
That's the sign.
Companies like DeepMind.
Uh-huh.
OpenAI.
Right.
They're working towards this.
Mm.
And some experts think there's a 50% chance we'll see AGI by 2060.
That's not that far away.
Not that far away at all.
It's kind of freaky.
I know, right? It's a little existential.
Yeah.
So let's lighten the mood.
Okay. Good idea.
And talk about something a bit more fun.
Okay, what's that?
Creative AI.
I like the sound of that.
This is where AI gets its artistic groove.
Right.
On generating music, art.
Okay.
Even writing stories.
So creative.
You've probably heard of DALL-E 2.
Oh, yeah.
And GPT 3.
Yeah.
They're already making some seriously impressive stuff.
Yeah, they are.
And what's really exciting about creative AI is...
What is it?
It could really democratize creativity.
Okay.
Giving anyone the tools to express themselves artistically, even if they don't have like traditional artistic skills.
Yeah, so it's more accessible.
Exactly. Imagine creating personalized music.
Okay.
Or generating unique artwork.
Yeah.
With the help of AI.
That would be amazing.
Right. It'd be like a custom-made soundtrack for your life.
Wow.
But wait,
oh, wait.
If an AI makes a masterpiece, who owns it?
Oh, that's a good question.
The AI.
Maybe.
The company that made the AI.
That's a tough one.
My head is spinning.
Yeah, those are some complex legal and ethical questions that AI is bringing up.
And we need to start thinking about these things now.
Definitely.
Because AI is becoming,
like it or not,
more and more ingrained in our lives.
That's true.
All right, one last trend before we need a little break.
Okay.
We've had AI that can merge with our minds.
Right.
Defy the laws of physics.
Mm-hmm.
Create art.
Right.
What else is there?
What else could there be?
How about AI that can predict the future?
Whoa, hold on.
We're talking about predictive AI.
Okay.
And digital twins.
I've heard of digital twins.
So predictive AI analyzes data.
Okay.
Uses machine learning.
Right.
To try to anticipate what's going to happen.
Okay.
And digital twins, think of them as virtual replicas of real things, like cities.
Uh-huh.
Or even the human body.
Wow.
So it's like having a crystal ball.
For everything.
For everything, yeah. Right.
Crazy.
Gartner, a research and advisory company, they predict that by 2025, 40% of large organizations will be using digital twins.
Yeah. That's...
Imagine being able to optimize city infrastructure.
Right.
Predict and prevent diseases.
Yeah.
Even forecast environmental changes.
That's powerful stuff.
It is mind-blowing.
It is.
But.
There's always a but.
Yeah.
Doesn't that kind of mess with the whole idea of free will?
Oh, interesting.
If we can predict everything.
Yeah.
Are our choices really our own?
That's a big philosophical question.
It is.
That AI is forcing us to ask.
And it's not just about the technology itself.
Right.
It's about what it means to be human in an increasingly AI-driven world.
Yeah. I like that.
You know, while all these sources are talking about the global impact of AI, I can't help but think about what this means for us here in the Midwest.
Oh, okay.
Especially in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, Optimus BI, the brilliant minds.
Producing this very podcast.
Right here in Chicago.
They're right here in the heart of the city.
It's true.
They're already doing incredible work with AI.
They are.
The Midwest is becoming a hub for tech innovation.
It's true.
With all this AI development happening,
yeah,
Chicago and the surrounding areas,
right,
they're going to become even bigger players in the future.
I think so, too.
Who knows? Maybe the next big AI breakthrough will come right out of our backyard.
I hope so.
Speaking of breakthroughs.
Okay.
One of the sources mentioned this fascinating fact.
What's that?
Did you know that cows are actually responsible
for
about 5% of global emissions?
Cows? Really?
Yeah, cows.
Wow.
And Bill Gates is actually working on solutions to reduce their methane output.
Interesting.
It shows you how AI and technology can be used
to
tackle even the most unexpected challenges.
That's true.
Okay, so we've got mind-reading AI, reality-bending computers, robot artists, crystal balls for everything. Is there anything AI can't do?
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
AI is evolving so fast.
Really is.
That the line between the science fiction and reality is getting blurrier every day.
Yeah.
One thing's for sure.
What's that?
The future is going to be incredibly interesting.
And that wraps up part one of our deep dive into the AI trends shaping 2025.
Mm.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
But we've only just scratched the surface.
Right.
Stick around for part two.
Okay.
We'll dig even deeper into the ethical quandaries,
the
societal implications.
Yeah.
And, of course, those mind-blowing possibilities.
Can't wait.
Of this AI-powered future.
It's going to be good. Welcome back to our AI deep dive.
We're back.
Where the future is closer than you think.
We left off talking about AI predicting the future.
Right.
Like actually predicting things, not just your horoscope telling you.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll meet a tall, dark stranger exploring predictive AI.
Uh-huh.
And those digital twins.
Right, those virtual stent doubles.
For anything you can imagine.
Right.
From cities to...
Yeah. Well...
To me.
Yeah.
So like my doctor could have a digital twin of me. To run simulations and figure out the best treatment for me.
Exactly. Personalized medicine.
Personalized medicine on a whole new level.
At all new level. Yeah.
Sign me up.
But let's be real.
Right.
This tech raises some eyebrows.
Yeah, like who gets to peek at all that data?
That's a good point.
How do we know it's being used fairly?
Right. Like not to deny someone insurance.
Exactly.
Based on what their digital twin predicts.
Those are some big questions.
Crucial questions, yeah.
As AI gets more powerful,
yeah,
we need to be extra careful
definitely
about the ethics,
right,
about how it's actually being used.
Absolutely. It's not just about
right
the cool fact.
It's about the impact on people's lives.
Yeah. Real people.
Speaking of impact,
yeah.
One thing that keeps coming up in these sources is the whole AI and jobs thing.
The big question.
Are robots coming for our paychecks?
Right.
Should I be learning to code right now?
Well,
in a panic.
It's not as simple as like robots versus humans.
Okay.
Some experts think that AI will automate certain tasks, which could lead to some job losses.
Okay.
But it's also likely to create new jobs.
New jobs.
We can't even imagine yet.
So it's less about AI taking over.
Right.
And more about AI changing how we work.
Exactly.
So we need to be adaptable.
That's the key.
Keep learning. Keep developing new skills.
Right. Be ready for whatever the future brings.
Makes sense. Freaking out won't really help.
Probably not.
But maybe brushing up on some tech skills couldn't hurt.
It wouldn't hurt.
And, you know, yeah, it's not just about coding.
Right.
Critical thinking.
Mm.
Problem solving.
Yeah, those are creativity.
Those human skills.
Those human skills, they'd be even more valuable.
Yeah.
As AI handles those more.
And routine tasks.
The routine tasks.
Yeah.
You know, going through all this,
yeah,
it's kind of mind-blowing how fast things are changing.
It is.
It's like we're living in a sci-fi movie.
It really is.
Except it's actually happening.
Yeah, the pace of change is...
It's incredible.
It's mind-boggling.
But it's also a little... daunting.
Well,
it makes you realize how important it is to have companies like Optimus BI,
right,
the folks behind this podcast
right here in Chicago,
who are really on the cutting edge
of AI.
Of AI, yeah.
Yeah, and they're thinking about the bigger picture.
But they're also thinking about
the ethical side of things.
The ethical side of it.
Which is so important.
It is.
Companies developing AI.
They have a responsibility.
A big one.
To use it for good.
Right.
To solve real problems.
Yeah. Not just to make a profit. It's like Spider-Man's Uncle Ben said.
What was that?
With great power comes great responsibility.
That's it.
We've heard it before.
We have.
But it really applies here.
It does.
Speaking of responsibility.
Okay.
One of the sources talked about how AI could be a game changer for global health.
Oh, wow.
Especially in developing countries.
Okay.
One example was tackling malnutrition.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which is a huge problem.
It is.
In many parts of the world.
Yeah.
And they talked about using AI to optimize the fortification of food.
Interesting.
Making it more nutritious without increasing the cost.
That's smart.
It's like AI becoming a superhero.
A superhero, yeah.
For those who need it most.
That's a great way to put it.
And speaking of unexpected heroes.
Yeah.
Remember how we were talking about cows?
Yeah, those cows.
Being a surprising source of greenhouse gas emissions?
Oh, yeah.
Bill Gates is on the case.
He is.
Using tech to try to reduce their methane output.
It's amazing how AI can be applied.
To such a wide range of challenges.
Right.
From tackling climate change to revolutionizing healthcare.
There's so much potential.
It's pretty inspiring.
It is.
Makes you feel like, the future might be uncertain, but it could also be...
incredibly awesome.
Incredibly awesome.
Now you play your cards right.
I got to play our cards right.
Me too.
But let's be realistic.
Okay.
AI isn't a magic wand. There are risks and challenges that we need to be aware of.
Right.
Like we talked about before. Job displacement.
Right.
Potential biases and algorithms.
Yeah.
And even the possibility of AI.
Being used for bad stuff.
For malicious purposes.
It's not all sunshine and roses.
Definitely not.
It's important to stay informed.
Right.
Have those tough conversations about the potential downsides.
Yeah.
And work together to make sure AI is developed and used responsibly.
We need to work together on this.
It's a collective effort.
Yeah. Okay, my brain is full.
I know, right?
I think we need a pause.
Good idea.
To let all this information sink in.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
But there's still more to explore.
Okay.
Join us for the final part.
The final part.
Of our AI deep dive.
Where we'll discuss what this all means.
For you.
For you, our listeners.
And what you can do.
To navigate this exciting.
Complex.
But complex AI-powered future.
It's going to be good.
Welcome back, Tech Explorers.
We're back for the final leg of our AI journey.
We've gone through the AI landscape.
From mind-bending quantum computers.
To predicting the future.
All the potential, all the pitfalls.
But now let's bring it all home.
What? does this AI revolution mean for you?
Right, for you, our listeners.
Because at the end of the day,
yeah.
AI isn't just some abstract concept.
It's going to affect our lives.
In real ways.
So how do we prepare for this AI-powered future?
Well, first of all,
we don't all have to become cyborgs, right?
Aha, uh-huh. No cyborgs required.
Although that would be kind of cool.
Maybe someday.
But seriously, where do we even begin?
I think the first thing is
yeah.
embrace the learning curve.
Okay.
AI is constantly evolving,
right.
So we need to be ready to continuously learn and adapt.
So no more hitting the snooze button.
Exactly.
In those tech articles.
One more snoozing.
Gotta dive in.
Dive in, explore.
Explore those new technologies.
Play around with AI tools.
There are so many resources out there.
Tons of resources.
From beginner-friendly courses to
yeah.
in-depth articles.
And if you're feeling really ambitious,
yeah.
maybe even try learning to code.
Speaking of learning and exploring,
yeah.
Optimus BI, they're producing this podcast.
Right here in Chicago.
They're doing some really cool work with AI.
They're like walking AI encyclopedias.
Maybe we should pick their brains sometime.
That's a great idea. They're a great resource.
For anyone who wants to learn more.
About the practical applications of AI.
But it's not just about the technical stuff, right?
Right as AI gets smarter.
Those human skills.
The things that make us human.
Critical thinking.
Problem solving.
Creativity.
Those become even more valuable.
So it's like AI can handle all the data.
Right, all the crunching and processing.
But we need to make sense of it all.
We need to be the interpreters.
AI can augment our abilities.
Yeah, it can help us do things better.
But it can't replace
our judgment, our intuition.
And who knows?
Right.
Maybe this AI revolution will even
yeah.
unlock some hidden creative potential in us.
That would be amazing.
One of the sources mentioned AI democratizing creativity.
Giving everyone the tools to create.
Imagine a world where everyone can express themselves.
Through art, music, literature.
Regardless of background or skill.
That's a powerful thought.
It really is.
And it's not just limited to art.
Right. AI can help us communicate better too.
With things like real-time translation.
Personalized content.
The possibilities are endless.
Okay, I'm feeling pretty pumped about the future again.
Me too.
But we can't get too carried away.
Right.
AI is going to have a huge impact on society.
It will.
And it's up to all of us.
To make sure it's a positive one.
We need to think about the ethics.
Have those tough conversations.
About biases, about risks.
Yeah, and work together.
To make sure AI is used for good.
Absolutely.
So it's not just about learning the tech.
It's about shaping the future we want.
A future where AI benefits everyone.
Not just a select few.
That's a great point.
As you all embark on your own AI journeys.
Remember.
Stay curious. Stay informed.
And stay engaged.
The future is being written right now.
And we all have a role to play.
If you're looking for a guide.
Check out Optimus BI.
They're not just building AI solutions.
They're building a better future.
So keep exploring.
Keep learning.
Remember, with AI.
The only limit.
Is our imagination.
That's a wrap on our AI deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
And until next time.
Stay curious.